So many people make the same New Year's resolution that states, I'm going to lower my social media screen time. But why would they say this unless social media was a harmful thing, like too much alcohol or overeating? Maybe our usage of social media needs to be changed. Today, we'll be addressing two questions. Is social media considered an addiction? If so, should there be an age limit on social media? Let me first say that there is no official medical recognition of social media actually causing any diseases or disorders. But addictions usually have some type of negative effect, and there has been studies on how social media affects its users. Social media can cause depression, anxiety, negative body image, and unhealthy sleep patterns. A recent study in 2017 found that people spend about 2.5 hours on social media a day, which seems like enough time doing something every single day to be considered an addiction. Leslie Cowderin talks about social media addiction.
Many studies show that our current social media consumption can lead us to depression, addiction, self-doubt, and unhappiness. That social media algorithms create echo chambers and reduce our exposure to new ideas. So how can teenagers learn to know who they are, develop self-love, and feel free of their own choices if they're constantly conditioned by these addictive media?
Social media algorithms put us into a never-ending loop of constant swiping to see the next post. If the algorithm shapes our behavior and seems to be addictive, should there be an age restriction on consuming social media? Well, there is an age restriction, but it's not as high as for things like smoking tobacco and drinking alcohol. For Instagram and Twitter, you only have to be 13 to sign up. But there is nothing stopping someone from lying about their age on the internet. We have things like IDs to control the age limit on products like tobacco and alcohol in real life, but people don't need to show any proof of age when signing up for social media. If social media is addictive, we should regulate it and enforce the guidelines, or at the very least inform the users on the effects. But let's see another opinion on this subject.
Probably better than creating a law about at what age kids can have access to social media, what we ought to do is do a better job of educating people about the benefits and the negative consequences of social media. Now that's a real challenge, but that's where the solution lies.
This thought process might better recognize the benefits of social media. It's great at connecting people all around the world. Learning about different cultures has never been easier. And social media can be used as a platform for raising a lot of money for good causes. So I'm going to leave y'all by saying this. The future of social media consumption is in your hands. Whether we create harsh regulations or not, this generation has the power to decide. Social media can be considered an addictive substance, but like many things, there are both good and bad sides. Using social media should be used in moderation.